to be holy or not to be holy? That is the question. I was once told that in Christianity only three deviations of truth constitute heresy: those regarding the Trinity, those regarding the divinity of Christ, and those regarding atonement. It is this last one I want to consider here. Atonement is that which makes us right with God. So it is first necessary to recognize that we are not right with God. And if we are not right with God, what can we in our wrongness do? The wrong thing has no power to be the right thing apart from the direct intervention of the right thing. No power. None. How can the unholy make itself holy? It cannot. And wasn't this the point of the whole Old Testament? And wasn't this why the Old Testament's covenant of the law proved not to be enough? For the law made nothing perfect, Hebrews 7:19. All our human effort to make ourselves acceptable to God, right with God, fails. Every single time. Without exception. In fact, the more we try to make ourselves right with God, the more not right with God we become. Human effort persecutes the power of the Spirit, Galatians 4:29. It persecutes it, attacks it, wars against it with the intention of gaining supremacy over it. That's called idolatry. It's also called foolishness. The unholy that cannot make itself holy fights to prove itself greater than the Holy One? Hello, how does that even sound like a good idea? It doesn't. No one reading this who knows anything about holiness thinks it's a good idea. You're nodding away in agreement that it is, yes indeed, a demented concept. But it's what we do all the time. It's what we preach. Live more like how you're supposed to live. Get rid of your sin. Be right with God. You have to be pure to be right with God. So, let's go over this again. How can the unholy make itself holy? It cannot. The teaching that we somehow make ourselves right with God by any effort of our own is a deviation from the truth regarding atonement and is, therefore, heresy. Why? Because it denies the work of Christ, 2, it denies the need for Christ, 3, it denies and directly opposes relationship with Christ that comes from surrender to Christ, 4, it therefore denies the lordship of Christ, and 5, it subsequently denies the hope of eternity with Christ. It doesn't get a whole lot more heretical than that. The message that we have the power, any power, to somehow get right, do right, be right, is a message hell rejoices to hear, because it's a lie that, when we believe it, gives hell all kinds of power to work in our lives, keeping us enslaved to darkness, condemning us. It's a message that makes me mad, truthfully, but it grieves Jesus' heart. He died to save us from it. He came to be and do and get for us what we could not ever be, do, or get for ourselves. He is our atonement. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood. And yes, 2 Corinthians 7:1 tells us to purify ourselves, but 3:14 through 18 tells us before this how this is possible. As partly paraphrased, partly quoted from the Amplified Bible Classic Edition. For even now the veil of the old covenant, the covenant of the law, lies on people's hearts, not being lifted, to reveal that in Christ that covenant is made void and done away. Yes, to this very day, whenever Moses is read, a veil lies upon people's minds and hearts. But whenever a person turns in repentance to look to the Lord Jesus Christ, the veil is stripped off and taken away. It is stripped off and taken away because the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, emancipation from bondage, freedom. And all of us, whose hearts are unveiled and behold the glory of the Lord, are constantly being transfigured into His very own image in ever-increasing splendor and from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. We are made like Him as we behold Him. Seeing Him changes us. Oh, how it changes us! It alters the depths of who we are. It puts us low in surrender before Him. It gives us courage and faith to say yes to what He is asking of us. It uproots self from our hearts and makes our hearts His. And that is purity. It is purity that only comes through Christ, not by might, not by power, but by His Spirit. Only the holy can make the unholy holy. Only the holy. So what can atone for our false declaration and heretical conviction that righteousness is a matter of our own effort? Only Jesus. Only turning in repentance to look to Jesus, saying, Lord, I have sinned. I am guilty of persecuting your spirit by my own effort. I am guilty of trying to be, do, and get for myself what only you, Jesus, can be, do, and get for me. It is only your blood that atones for my sin and washes me clean to make me right with God. I come under your blood here, and I place my trust in you, and I ask for eyes to see you more, that as I see you, I may be made like you. I give you my heart. I give you place as Lord of my heart, and I rest in you. You alone are my righteousness. Thank you for the cross, Holy One. I worship you. In your name, amen.